I am indeed a real African American. I was born in Africa, raised there for 22 years, and I happen to be an American, but my heart is still in Africa. Is there anybody here whose heart is in Africa? Come on, I know there's at least two of you. Yeah, there you are. Did you enjoy the screeching noise that the choir just made? As I was listening to that beautiful music, I couldn't help but wondering, why is it that not every sound is a screech? Why are some sounds such beautiful music? Why is it that not every smell is a stink? Why is it that everything we look at isn't just black and white? Why is it that every touch isn't just a sting? Why is it that every taste isn't bitter? Why? Why is it? Why is it that some sounds are music to my ear? Some scents are sweet aroma to my nose. Some scenes, sunset scenes, are gorgeous color. Some touches are deeply comforting, healing. Some tastes lift you into euphoria. Well, no, you haven't tasted that one yet, but you will. It's one of the 12 fruits on the tree of life. They say it'll be better than chocolate. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? You know, we got a video camera some years ago, and actually, it was Judy's uncle who got the first video camera, and he was so this video camera that he decided he had to take videos of everybody coming and going. And then he decided to show some of those videos. And some of those ladies, for the first time, saw themselves going. And I can remember one of them just saying, "Turn it off, I hate my hips." Do you like what you see when you look in the mirror? Just as importantly, when you look inside, do you like what you see? When you think of this week, do you like what you ate? Do you like how much you ate? Do you like what you see inside yourself? When I look in the mirror, I don't see that 6'2", 180-pound athlete that was on the blueprint with the name Bruce Harvey on it, although they ran out of 6'2" bodies, so they had to stuff the 6'2" into 5'8". But believe me, I'm still 6'2" inside. But when I look in the mirror, I don't see that handsome-looking guy with a really nifty hairstyle. Let me tell you, it knocked the ladies over when I was a senior in high school. Oh, my, they just got weak at the knees. Then what happened? Life happened. So let me ask you a question this morning. Well, first let me answer the question about why isn't every sound a screech? It's because God loves beauty. God loves to watch us enjoy beauty. Remember that song? Everything is beautiful. So now, my question. Since God loves you, you think he'd be a nice person to be around? Well, you know, the program response is, yeah. But look down a little deeper. How many pounds do you have to lose before you come to God? Or what's the favorite ugly thing in your life when you look at yourself? And how much of that do you have to fix first? Well, just in case you don't think that there's stuff to fix, let me read you a quote from Ellen White. You ready for a quote from Ellen White? Okay, put on your somber faces now. Brace yourselves. Put on your bulletproof vest because here comes Ellen White. Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 149. Are you expecting that your merit will recommend you to God? Are you expecting that you must be free from sin before you trust his power to save? If this is the struggle going on in your mind, I fear you will become discouraged. Christ was lifted up to draw men unto him. It is in our sinfulness that we look and live. Do not wait to make yourself better. Do you expect to become better through your own efforts? Will you try hard enough, in my case, not to eat the donut? Donuts at work sometimes. Every time I eat one of them. And then I wait for an hour and a half, and if there is any left, I eat two of them. And then I go home and I'm not hungry. My wife's prepared this wonderful, delicious, heaven-sent meal, and I'm full of donuts. And she says, "What did you eat?" And I'm already beating myself up about it. And even though she never criticizes, I don't feel comfortable fessing up. Do you expect to become better through your own efforts? There is help only in God. Don't wait for stronger persuasions. Don't wait for better opportunities. Don't wait for holier tempers. We can do nothing to make ourselves better. Come to Christ just as you are. He alone, by His power, can change you. Ellen G. White. There's a song I'd like you to hear right now. Were we able to get that organized? Okay.
Watch o'er the sparrow as it flies. What kind of father could forgive the failing heart and dry the tears that sinners cry?
This matter guess we'll abandon that one and go to the pulpit mic. This matter is so dimly comprehended that thousands upon thousands claiming to be sons of God are actually children of the wicked one, because they will depend on their own works. God always demanded good works. The law demands good works. But because man placed himself in sin, where his good works are valueless, Jesus' righteousness alone can avail. All that man can possibly do toward his own salvation is to accept the invitation, whosoever will, let him drink the water of life freely. Drink the water of life. Get life. Live the adventure. We have a closing song right now.
You can turn in your hymnals to number 343. And invite you to stand for our closing hymn, 343. I'll sing of my Redeemer.
Just as we are. Amen.